This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Chris Ronayne, the county executive, was on with Daryl Ryder on Sunday. We just had Ed Orcutt on. He is the mayor of Brook Park. He was on his way down to Columbus to go talk to someone in the state legislature, I'm assuming. A little bit more about the proposed dome in Brook Park, and we had a chance to. I thought the mayor was extremely professional.
Professional and is a great way of putting it.
And you said this best, I think, in the break, and I agree with you that there just wasn't a whole lot of emotion. It was all, trying to be factual. I think the biggest takeaway is as we sit here and talk about the future, and people talk about jobs and they talk about taking things away from downtown and making downtown. Like, where was the uproar when, and he had, because I've always been curious about that Ford plant because, one, I've got a buddy who works out there too. But the other part of it is you think about how, vibrant that Ford plant was at one point, and now, there's too much land there, enough land that they're able to build a dome there now. And I, he said they had lost 14,000 jobs. Brook Park lost 14,000 jobs when Ford decided to downgrade the plant itself. And the folks that are working out there, bless you. And I'm glad you guys still have jobs out there and guys and gals that still have jobs out there. And, that's what makes our city run is the hardworking people that we have here. So, here's an opportunity to transform a, former plant into something that we all could use. I look at this every once in a while too. Up by Twinsburg, there was a Chrysler plant there for a long time. Long as I could ever remember.
Right there on 82.
Yeah, right at 82 in the freeway as you're heading towards Kent. And I look at, what is progress, and to see what the city of Twinsburg had done to put all of these, there's all kinds of warehouses and major corporations that now sit in a land where Chrysler once sat. And I look at that and I'm like, wow, man, talk about forward thinking. They took something that was devastating to a community and, recreated it. They figured out a way to make it a vibrant industrial area that, was once dead after Chrysler moved out of there. So I don't know. I look at that a lot of times and I think about that whenever I drive by that Ford plant up at the airport where they want to put the new dome. What else did you think about what Ed had to say?
I just think it was, he obviously is all on top of this thing, knows what it would mean for his community, knows what it would mean for our region.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow up in Cleveland. I grew up in Akron. I've considered this a region.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at it. And I think people who grew up specifically in Cleveland or right on the cusp of the city view things differently. I think there's just a different outlook on things from people. And I'll never know what it was like to grow up right around the city of Cleveland. And those folks will never know what it was like to grow up in Akron.
Right.
And that's, I've just always viewed it as our region. And to me, it's like, wow, we're going to put a brand new stadium and some other stuff around it in our region. Great. That's the way I feel about it.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm not changing my song on any of this stuff. I would love for it to be in downtown Cleveland. I just don't see that happening. I think the politicians had ample time to try to figure this thing out before the lease is up, and they didn't. And so at some point, a business has to turn the page if they can't get something done with the city. And it sounds like the Browns were working hard to try to get something done with the city and the county at one point. And, you know, and maybe it was because we had a change in mayor. I don't know. I mean, politics dictates a lot of things that are going on in our world, but I mean, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And we'll know on June 30th exactly what's going on, because if the state's going to give the money to the Browns to be able to develop this in Northeast Ohio in the city of Brook Park, then it sounds like it's a go. And then we can turn our attention in a positive way to see what will happen on the lakefront, to try to develop that, to try to make that a better place. I look at this from a bunch of different angles, and politics makes me ill sometimes. That's all. Clark is in Cleveland. Hi, Clark. How are you?
What's up, fella? How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. So I could talk about this for 30 minutes. There's so many angles to it to me.
Sure.
You mentioned a couple things about...
Clark, do me one huge favor. Take me off speakerphone if you can.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. So...
Perfect.
A couple things I would say. People from the inner city Cleveland see the outside region differently, because I think the outside region sees inner city Cleveland differently, even though it's one region. Mm-hmm. I think they see it differently. But other than that, I do not like the idea of giving public funds to build something that, to my knowledge, will be wholly owned by a billionaire with no connections to this city or to this state. You know, the cautionary tale of, oh, this used to be here, it left, and now look what we're left with. That's what worries me also. Does Brook Park have any of the defense mechanisms built in that Cleveland got after the Browns left the first time? What happens 10 years from now when Jimmy Haslam wants to do something different? Can he pull up and leave Brook Park for dead? I feel like no one's thinking about how much power we are giving this man over Northeast Ohio. And I don't think he owes it. I think this is something that is potentially going to hurt us very badly in the future. And I think there's precedent for it already.
Right. Clark, you said that the Haslams don't have any connection to Northeast Ohio. If this thing goes through, they'll have 2 billion more connections to Northeast Ohio. They already own a team here.
Yeah.
They've developed Berea like crazy. $2 billion is a pretty serious connection.
Well, that's also something that they can say. We say develop Berea like crazy. Okay, I'm not aware of that other than they.
Well, and there you go.
They've built up their facility. Also, you're talking about these jobs. These jobs are not the type of – are not transformative jobs. I mean, they're going to be part-time service jobs for the most part.
Then why does Cleveland care that they're losing them?
Well, because Cleveland will still lose something. The businesses around there that have already existed are going to lose them. There's more – there's still more potential with the Browns being downtown than it is for them in Berea. The potential for the city and for the state, the potential and all the upside goes to Jerry Haslam in Berea.
Jimmy. But Clark, I mean, right. You do realize. So two things I just want to point out. One, I mean, they only have that affects the city of Cleveland 10 dates a year. That's it. I mean, it's not if we were talking
it's
about the
not
Cavaliers,
a baseball team.
If we were talking about the Cavaliers or the Guardians, I would be wholeheartedly. The other problem here too is that, I mean, if you want an NFL team, you're going to have a billionaire. You are. How many teams are not owned by a billionaire? Jeff, want to guess?
I'm guessing none of the 32.
Two. Mike Brown, according to Forbes, was listed at $925 million, so he's not there yet.
Aw.
And obviously the Packers.
Come on, Mike, we're pulling for you.
The Packers don't have a single owner. They have 537,000 stockholders.
Okay.
So that's just the way that looks. Okay. Joel is in a car. Hi, Joel.
It's Joe without the L.
But I'm having a bad day with names today. Joe, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm especially great after hearing Ed Ostert. He was uncharacteristically non-stammering, succinct, direct, didn't stutter for a area politician, and he wasn't dramatic. And I think this is a great project. The area cannot fumble this. I mean, I grew up in the inner city. I experienced all of that. I'm a retired businessman, and we cannot fumble this. And I know the Browns started talking to the city with the trying to talk to the ex-mayor years ago, 2017 or 16. And there were meetings that were canceled. People showed up, supernumeraries of the mayor, and they couldn't get anywhere. And this has been the problem with this area for so long. When I got out of college in 1970, we were number two in Fortune 200 headquarters. We were sixth largest city in the United States. The metro area now is probably 28th or 32nd. The city is about 53rd. Aurora, Illinois is bigger. And we've wasted and chased away business people. We can't chase away Jimmy Haslam. This is a terrific idea. The city once again dithered away and squandered a great opportunity, but it's irrevocable. I really don't know how fast that stadium is going to be,
what they're going to do with it.
Oh.
Yeah, gotcha. Joel, thank you. Appreciate your phone call and your input. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Gio in Cleveland. Hi, Gio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Howdy.
Good. Just a little frustrated. You guys have been in Cleveland a long time, just like myself. Mm-hmm. I've moved away. I've watched other major communities work together with municipalities and state organizations and work together in harmony to build dome stadiums, build new basketball arenas, et cetera, et cetera. This is just the most frustrating thing in the world when I hear people call from Cleveland and they talk about the money that they're going to lose. What more do you want? The city of Cleveland Metropolitan School District is the highest funded school district next to, I believe, California and New York. And yet we're dead last in test scores, dead last in attendance. I mean, everything that the city gets tax-wise from sports teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Cavs, the Browns, the Guardians. Like, no matter what, what is it that Ronald Reagan once said? All great things built by men are destroyed by politicians. It's like these people have had more than 5 years. They've had 40 years to figure out the Brown situation. This is 15 years before Art Modell moved the team. They were talking about this. Every time a politician gets involved, it becomes a money grab. How much is enough for the people of the city of Cleveland? You're losing companies left and right, but yet people are moving in. Like, your social and civil services are the worst. What's the average 911 call is like an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, I live downtown. I live downtown in the flats. It's absolutely atrocious. We lose power once a week just because they can't, the grid system can't handle it. Our water pressure stinks. Anybody listening out there that lives downtown understands that. Like, what more is enough? Like we have trusted politicians to make decisions for corporations in this town for decades. And it's done nothing but squander that. And I listened to what Ed said about Brook Park. Brook Park has paid the ultimate price for political people playing games with corporations. He said there was, what, 15, and I'm sorry I came in late, but I think he said 15,000 jobs, 13,000. Yeah.
They lost 14,000 jobs when Ford downsized.
Correct. And I get it. But once again, all of those were policy decisions that forced these companies to downsize. At what point does a businessman like, man, Jeff, you hit the nail on the head. 2 billion reasons. This guy's going to invest more money than maybe potentially anybody else other than Dan Gilbert in the city of Cleveland and Sherwin-Williams. And we're over here like trying to push him away. It's like we need to wake up as adults and understand that maybe our political leaders are not as bright and business savvy as we had imagined. I mean, the only thing they really run for is office. So why don't we listen to these business leaders? Look at what Detroit did. Dan Gilbert was part of that transformation, that renaissance. They listened to all of their city's founding CEOs and billionaires and said, what can we do to make this better? Instead of a politician saying, no, it's got to be my way or no way. Gotcha. I mean, it's as simple as trying to build a house in Cleveland. The building process in the city of Cleveland is a joke. It takes months.
Gotcha.
Months.
I'm sorry. Thank you. We do appreciate the phone call.
Great thoughts.
Well thought out. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls on this. And again, there was some Chris Renane stuff that we wanted to play from over the weekend. So we'll get to that. Omar Vizquel, 1 o'clock, all these things happening. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Ed Orcutt, mayor of Brook Park, just joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Also, over the weekend, Chris Ronayne, the Cuyahoga County executor, joined Daryl on Sunday and talked about a number of things. We might get back to that in a little bit. But Ed was succinct, to the point, and very much non-emotional about trying to help Northeast Ohio, Brook Park in particular, about trying to land,
build something.
They're trying to do it. And, you know, it comes back to the investment. It comes back to all kinds of things that are going on here. And we'll see how this thing finally plays out. June 30th seems to be the big day. We'll find out if there's state funding. If the state decides not to fund on June 30th, then where do we go? We got two sides that kind of hate each other, too, right? I don't feel a whole lot of
which
love.
Which two?
Well, you've got the county and the city, and then you've got the Browns. And if you're the Browns, like, you're listening to, you're getting shredded by the city, even though you tried to put, you wanted to try to be here inside the city. That didn't work. And I mean, I can understand the passion of the mayor. And I also understand, you know, I understand where Chris Ronayne's coming from to a point. I still think the county just kind of needs to sit back and watch and see how everything played out. I mean, I understand that.
You mean the development of a big complex and stadium that would be in Cuyahoga County?
Yeah. Like they don't, yeah. Like, does the county lose if it goes to Brook Park?
I'm not going to speak for anybody. I'm assuming that many folks thought is that what's best for the region would be a strong major city in the region. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That a strong Cleveland means the whole region is strong. And I think there's some validity to that. But I also think there's some validity to $2 billion being invested from private funds in our community. And yeah. You said this earlier, and you're absolutely right. People don't want to hear this. Other stadiums have been privately financed completely. Would that be okay then if it was all privately financed in Building Brook Park? Would people still be throwing hissies that it's not going to be in downtown Cleveland?
I don't know. Does anyone complain about Dallas? Because it's not in Dallas.
No.
Does anyone complain about New England? Because it's not in Boston. But then again, they are New England.
You want to throw Buffalo in there?
Buffalo's not in downtown Buffalo. And by the way, Buffalo's downtown has got some energy to it. There's no question. But I do think that energy comes from the Sabres.
Who knows where Chicago puts theirs?
Yeah, we don't know where that's going to go. Debatable. How far away is Inglewood from downtown L.A.?
Got me.
I mean, I'm just thinking of all these other places. Seattle's in Seattle. Denver's kind of on the not exactly downtown. I'm just looking at all. I'm thinking of the stadiums that are all out there and how many of them are directly downtown. Philly's not directly downtown. I'm just going through my head. Cincinnati is. We all know that. Indianapolis is, and Indianapolis has a roof. Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hello, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, good. I'm really looking forward to June 30th so we can get some kind of resolution on this. I'll be honest with you.
And you hope that that is a defining moment where it's like, okay, this is how we can move forward. But how much faith do you have that it will? You know,
I think the state sees things a lot different than the city and the county do. I do.
Yeah, that's fair. I think this thing all boils down to egos. If you want me to be honest, I see all sides and the pros and cons to having it downtown, to having it in Brook Park, to having a dome, to having not yada, yada, yada. I get that. I think the dysfunction of the situation all comes down to egos and money. Obviously, when it comes to politics, that's all it comes down to. That's all politics is egos and money anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder how much of this dysfunction at the top, because this is at the top of the organization, it is the tippy top of the organization, how much of that dysfunction is going to trickle down to the team? And you can say that Stefanski is a very stoic man, who, you know, keeps the guys on a day-to-day basis and blocking out the big stuff and that sort of thing. But a track record of Jimmy Haslam's ownership shows that dysfunction is normal. That's a normal part of his organization in Cleveland. And how much of that is going to trickle down to the team and onto the field? Because as fans, that's all we care about. We care about a football team being out there that is something that we can be proud of. We could watch it be played, you know, down here in Canada, Hall of Fame. We can watch it be played anywhere else in the state. If they're winning games, nobody cares about where it's at.
I agree with that. So, I think people are losing. Like all the people that are saying, well, if they go to Brook Park, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just like everybody buried the Cavs for 20 years.
And the baseball team
wait a minute.
Changed their name that was sold out last night, right? They were
exactly.
Never going again. Yeah.
Exactly, and they could puff their chests out and, you know, hold that sort of, you know, that pride over what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, if the team is winning, that's all we care about. And, guys, we don't have any sort of light at the end of the tunnel with this football team. I'm sorry. I think that the dysfunction is now normal, and we're so used to it that it's just, you know, we have to find other things to get worked up about and get upset about. But if we're not winning, then who cares where they're at?
Good point. Roman, thank you. Appreciate it. Jason, you're next up. You're in Cleveland. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Hello, Jason.
So I think there's two main points that I haven't really heard addressed much here. Is that the first one is that the polls show that the greater region prefers by a 2-to-1 margin that it stay downtown. And then the second point is that all peer-reviewed research shows that any publicly funded stadium will lose money. So it doesn't matter kind of how much money Haslam's throwing into it if we are going to get a negative return on our investment either way.
So why would the city want to be involved if they know that it's going to lose money? Why wouldn't the city want to wash their hands of it so they wouldn't lose any more money? Based on what you just said.
Well, I mean, I think the city's hope was, I think part of the reason why they didn't want to develop it is because the engineering audits say that the stadium's in fine shape. So why not have it paid off and just write out your paid off asset for a while? Like, what was the rush to get something new as soon as it's paid off? Because it would make money all of a sudden. We're finally paying it off in 2 years.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's below standards for the NFL. Yeah. I've always said, Jason, if you just want to go watch a football game, it's a great place to watch a football game. I believe that. However, in the NFL today, owners seem to want more than that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cities want more than that. Fans want more than that. And that's where this is. And the lease is up in 2028. So, I mean, there's clearly a line, okay, figure something out before 2028. And that hasn't been figured out yet.
So, Jason, and let me...
when the polls say, like when the polls are like 29% only in favor of the dome, like you would expect the politicians to represent like what the people have said. So
I mean, I'll give
like,
you
the way I see it is that Jimmy's kind of like, I don't care what you guys, I don't care what you guys want. Not only that, I'm going to make you pay for it, and then I'm also going to price out most of you fans.
Jason, let me ask you, and I am not familiar with the poll you're talking about. Where, what area has been polled for that?
Channel 19 commissioned a large study, so for 1,000 people. But it, if you look at the demographics, it's actually representative of the county as a whole. Like so,
the county as a whole, or the county, or the
greater region, okay. The greater region, even outside the county. Okay. And the highest support you got was out of Lorain, 37%. That was the highest number.
Jason, let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy the stadium and do you enjoy the arena? Just curious.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I do
I'm
too.
A season ticket holder. Yeah. I go every game. I've gone for years. It's affordable. It hits everything I need as a Browns fan.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, I'm sorry, not about the Browns. I'm talking about the Guardians and the Cavaliers. Do you enjoy those venues?
Yes, I do.
So this wasn't public opinion. This was an actual vote. 50%, almost 50% of the people didn't want to approve a Syntax to keep that there. If that Syntax had not passed, the Indians then would have been gone. They would have been in Tampa, or they might have been, what was the other site, Jeff?
New Orleans.
So, I mean, when we talk about these polls and polling, I mean, that's a fact that 50%, 49-point-something% did not want either one of those venues. Ask yourself today if you like either one of those. I'm just curious. Because, I mean, you look at the polling. That's polling. This is actual voting. That saved those two teams from saying there.
Well, where would they have gone?
They were ready to go to Tampa. I mean, they were ready for Tampa. That the dome was already ready to play. They were ready to leave. They were gone. And then Syntax saved them.
The distinction is that we have existing assets now. It would be different if there were no stadium, then sure.
Well, no, we had an asset.
Then it's a loss leader.
No, but we did have a stadium then. I mean, that was just the whole point. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. I buy the second part, the survey stuff. I mean, and I've heard that too. I've heard that before, that people are saying that, you know, the fans, I think if you ask anyone, they would tell you they want it to be in Cleveland proper. We get it. Any chance we can just move that line and split some money with Brook Park and call it a day? What happens if the Browns decide to pay for the whole thing? Then what's the complaint?
You know what I think would be really cool? We've talked about that area, catty corner from the ballpark, for years. It'd be great to see a dome stadium there. I think that would be really cool. And it would grow the city of Cleveland and everything else. Why hasn't the city, and if they have, I'm guessing they haven't said it loud enough. I keep waiting for the city of Cleveland to roll out a plan, here's how you can build exactly what you want in the city of Cleveland. I've not heard that. Where you can put it here. Here's how we can get it done. All I keep hearing from the city of Cleveland is renovate the old place. Oh, and by the way, we're gonna do the lakefront too. I've been hearing that my whole life. We're going to build up the lakefront. Well, the stadium is sitting in the way. Why are we going to put $500 million into the old place, fix it up, do it again in 15 years when it needs renovated again, and build up the lakefront? There's just so much. I mean, the city, I think, needs to, you want it here? Think out of the box. Come up with an idea and work with the Haslams, who are going to donate private funds as part, along with tax dollars. I mean, you want it without tax dollars? Good luck. Let's be honest about that. Good luck to you. It's just, to me, odd that the city hasn't rolled out, hey, here's, we can build everything you want right here. So, I had somebody email me. Yeah. Why would you want to develop stuff and put businesses and hotels outside of the city of Cleveland? Why? Because the city's not giving you the opportunity to build it downtown right now. At least I haven't heard the plan. And we sit here every day. And do people want to go downtown to do the stuff that the Haslams think they would want to go to Brook Park to do?
Yeah. So here, like Chris Ronayne said this, Cut 9, Mayor, that he talked about lakefront development if the Browns stay downtown.
Lakefront development and housing development of the lakefront happens faster with the stadium here. And that may sound
really
illogical to some people.
That really does.
Ask the Waterfront Development Corporation director, Scott Skinner, ask him about that. The other thing is, we've got 25 acres north that are ready to go now.
That's the parking lot, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. It should not be parking. A sea of flat surface parking on the lakefront is the lowest use. But the plan we did for the Haslams, and I was one of the ones who helped commission it, shows parking on the south side of Burke for exactly that. It is something that is who we are. Tailgating is who we are. And I agree with that. It's just those acres to the north of the stadium aren't necessarily best used on any given year just for that, because of what you hold off.
There isn't a whole lot of land there north of the stadium to the lake. I mean,
stadium's on a lake.
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of land, though.
Yeah, between I know. There and there. It's a parking lot.
I get that.
Lakefront development. Where's it been?
Well, Chris has always talked about lake. I mean, that's been one of his big platforms. So, yeah.
And I'm not blaming Chris. I don't know Chris Ronayne. And he's trying to do his job to the best that he can. I get the idea of lakefront development. I've just heard about it for decades. I mean, the stadium is sitting there. Apparently, we can't develop around a stadium, because if we could, we already would have. We had a brand new stadium, Andy, 25 years ago. Let's develop around it. Nope, we didn't do that. Well, it was brand new.
Yeah, I know.
Make it the centerpiece of everything. You put in a science center. You put in a rock hall. You got rid of Frank's. Why didn't it happen then?
The Mather's
then?
There. What do you want,
Why
Jeff?
Didn't it happen then?
Well, they finally got rid of some of the, I don't know, what were they, storage areas on the other side, and then they kind of cleaned up that parking lot that they have on the other side now.
Anybody else with me? I loved parking in the parking lot next to the stadium on the cinders and walking into an Indians game. That was just beautiful.
So, I don't know if you know this, but between the railroad tracks and the stadium, which is still there, my dad, you know, I've talked about this a million times. My dad ran a little scoreboard at the stadium. And so when we would go down from the games, he would grab a couple pennies before we would leave.
Put them on the tracks?
No. He would grab a couple pennies or anything he could, some rocks. And then I'd be like, what are you doing? And he goes, just wait. And so when we would go to park, because he was in employee parking down there, he would take them and he would throw them away from the car when we got out of the car to what? Get the rats out. To get the rats to make sure that there were no rats around the car when we were walking out of the parking lot. Just saying. That's your city. Just saying. It was a long time ago, though. Let's come back. Other stuff to talk about. And we'll continue on with the Browns if you want. But I think we're going to head in a different direction, especially with Omar Vizquel joining us at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll talk about the current state of the Tribe. We'll talk about other stuff that's going on in Major League Baseball with him as well. All right, Jeff promised me the story, and he wouldn't tell me what the story was. So now I want to hear what the story is. All I know is this involves a special room in the house.
Yeah, and I want to keep this tactful.
Okay.
That might be a challenge. Andy, you have a home. You have a house.
Yes.
I have a house. Many folks listening have a house, right?
Okay.
Being a homeowner is wonderful and stinks all rolled into one.
It is
correct.
Adulting at its worst.
Right. Yes. I mean, this whole being an adult thing is so severely overrated, it's ridiculous.
It makes you appreciate all of those things that your parents sheltered you from as a kid. I never once thought about the water bill.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, electric, I now understand why my dad would yell at me for, you know, walking out of a room and leaving the light on. Right? I get that. Saved 14 cents over the course of a year, but by God, it was 14 cents that my dad didn't have to spend.
And two teenagers that would fill an Olympic pool with water for every shower they take.
Yes. So you've got to, you know, you have to keep up your house A, you want pride in your home, and B, it's, you know, there's money involved.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a little bathroom that's right off the kitchen. Okay? Okay. There's a bathroom there. Mm-hmm. And I walked in the other day, and I lifted the seat, and the seat came off in my hand. And I thought, okay, well.
The entire seat came off.
Yeah.
Not
the top, but the seat.
The open part?
Yeah, and I guess it was some slight, you know, sliding seat that you can take off to clean. So whatever.
Yeah.
We had to go buy a new toilet seat and lid.
Yeah, okay.
So I go into a store that sells such things.
Big box?
And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, it was one of those oblong seats, you know, more oval than round.
Yes.
So, you know, some toilets are made that are more of an oval. And and I just thought,
sort of like the old Cleveland C, right? That kind of pointed towards the end.
Sure. Let's go with that. Okay. That actually works.
Not the Cubs C.
Not the Cubs C, which is perfectly round.
Yes.
Way to bring toilet seats into sports.
That's where I'm
was
all
really,
about.
I mean, that's big time right there. By
so
you.
I roll, baby.
So my wife and I walk into the store and we walk over and there's a selection of toilet seats. Okay. And I'm thinking, well, what model, you know, I'm guessing they're labeled like, you know, I'll have the B73 model of, you know, this toilet seat or whatever it is, you know, that they would have model numbers or something. Nope. You know what the toilet seats had, Andy?
Letters.
Names.
No.
Names.
Okay, like what?
Well, I bought a new toilet seat. You know what my toilet seat was named?
I hope it wasn't named after a golf club.
I bought a toilet seat named Moments.
It was not.
Moments.
Oh, man, is that funny. What are you talking
My
about?
My toilet seat is Moments. Insert your own joke right here, everybody.
Really?
Let me give you a couple of jokes you can insert if you if you'd like me to create them.
Yes.
You know, that's really accurate because I'm looking forward to many great moments there.
You did not write down a list of this.
At least it wasn't called Movements. Moments is my new toilet seat.
What were did you jot down any of the other names?
I couldn't even look. No, I just thought Moments it is.
So I kept thinking if you named toilet seats for golf clubs, all I could think about was Big Bertha. That's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, my God. Moments is the name of my toilet seat.
Speaking of toilet seats.
Yeah.
Who was the genius in the 80s? Mayor, tell me if you've ever heard of these. They thought it was a great idea to make toilet seats that were cushioned. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, of course, I know
we don't want to get too comfy there.
Like, who thought this was a good idea? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel like my grandparents' house made cushioned toilet seats when I was really, really little.
Like, who thought, like, those stadium seats that you bring and you can kind of sit on if you go to a high school or a kid's game, right?
Those are great, though.
The little pad that you
put. Those are great.
Well, the new ones are really nice.
You got a little seat back and you lean back.
I'm talking about, like,
the plastic sponges.
It's just a sponge. You're basically sitting on a sponge.
That's not a good idea.
Like, who thought that
was a great idea?
Very
little circulation on those, toilet. You know what I mean.
I'll tell you what, though. It would have been earlier this winter, my heat went out when we had those a few days of a deep, deep freeze. What was it, like January, February, something like that? And parts of my house were very, very, my apartment were very, very cold. So I'm sure a cushioned toilet seat may have been a little welcomed.
Fair enough. I get that.
It would not have been freezing cold.
Here's another one I'll never understand. Like someone walked through a house at one point and said, hey, that carpeting over there would look good on my toilet. And they made those covers for the top of toilet seats.
Yeah.
And then they said, that's not only good enough that we're going to put it on the top of the toilet seat. We're going to make specialized ones that we can hide toilet paper in. Let's take a little carpeting and put that around the toilet paper roll. We can put a new one in there, and then we can put those on top of the seats. Like, what genius thought of those ideas? Like, oh, I know, carpeting on the toilet seat. What a brilliant idea.
By the way, as the son of a carpet store owning family, I am all for that.
You were the only family that had indoor-outdoor carpeting on your toilet then, right?
Our family had carpet in the kitchen, in the bathrooms, on the walls. You name it, we had it.
We did, too. Want to talk about another non-brilliant idea? Carpeting in the kitchen. I'm sorry, we had it, too. And it was a big deal at our house. Like, I remember when my mom was so excited.
There was a time. Yeah. Not a good idea.
What were we thinking? Right?
And I can say that as the son of carpet store owners. Yeah, not a good idea.
I just got to make... Have you ever been in a kitchen that's had carpeting before?
No, it sounds like a nightmare, though.
It's a nightmare to clean. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, let's do this. Spilled some grease on the floor. Ah, well, whatever. Maybe we'll cook on it later.
Well, I think the worst when it comes to carpeting, and this isn't at home, but at one point, some of the elementary schools where I grew up started carpeting the gyms, which was terrible because then we couldn't play basketball, couldn't play scooters, we couldn't play beanbag toe tag, which was like my favorite game in gym class growing up. So yeah, having carpeted gyms, I don't know where that came from or why that was a thing, but it was a very, very short-lived thing in Fairfax County in like the 90s.
Moments.
Moments. That's the name of your toilet.
With an S, Moments.
So will you name your other toilets in the house now?
You know, that's a thought. We could run a poll.
Where are you? Oh, I'm in Moments. Where are you? I don't know. What's another good name?
Well, does it make
name?
Sense if someone goes, you know what? Excuse me, I need a moment. I need a Moments. Yeah, that could be the feltsy way of saying I need to use the restroom.
We need to turn the page.
I can't believe you didn't look up any of the other names.
Well, they were all in front of me. I must tell you, I was mesmerized by Moments.
I don't have time to figure this out.
Don't do it.
Not on the fly. I want to find some of those other names.
Don't do it. That'd be a great gig, though.
Which one? Naming toilets?
Naming toilet seats.
Someone actually had to sit down and think of that, too.
That's a marketing department right there. I'm glad you got a degree for that.
Would it be the same as, like, perfume?
I would think.
Right?
Same with automobile names. You know, you got to name something.
Now you have me thinking. I wish you didn't do this to me, because
Andy, come on back.
I'm trying to find
it. See, you've piqued his curiosity, and so now he's got to look everything up. He's like me after I see a movie. After I watch a movie, I have to go like look up the IMDb and every single fact about that movie ever.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
I do the same thing.
I do that all the time.
So I think you've piqued his interest, and he's like, well, now I need to look up all of these household item names and see if there's one that has a better name than Moments.
Come back.
Andy. Diesel.
Andy, come back.
I'm looking at some of these. Diesel. Kenzie. These are all fragrance names. Panama Jack. Anyone else? Nobody? Any other good names? All right, I'm done. Good effort. Well, congratulations to you and Moments, and may you have many over the span of your lifetime.
There you go.
Because if you're not, you got big problems, bigger problems than that. Omar Vizquel is going to join us here at the top of the hour. Again, the Guardians continue their series with the Dodgers. They're in town, and Los Angeles won last night. 7-2, they looked really, really good, and the Guardians just couldn't get it going at the end, offensively at least, although when you give up 7 runs, you know, they're back in it. It was, 6-2, and you thought, they're coming back, and then the Dodgers hit that home run top of the 9th, and you're like, yeah. And then they start the game, which, like, is Shohei Ohtani going to do it again tonight on the first pitch?
Well, I hope not. That would be frowned upon.
Man, is he a good baseball player.
Isn't it amazing? And he's a big, big guy, man. Big, strong guy.
And you get to see him up close and personal. I was also impressed with the crowd we had here yesterday for that game.
So I keep wondering about Ohtani and pitching. He's such a good hitter. I mean, he's a good pitcher. There's no question he's a good pitcher. I wonder how long that lasts, and how long should it last?
Until he can't.
Well, I kind of think you're right.
Why would you walk away from it if it works?
I don't. Well,
I mean, I know he got injured.
I think he's had Tommy John twice.
Until it doesn't work, that's when. And finally, or he says, "I got to shut this down."
And as long as it doesn't affect his hitting.
Well, that's true too.
You know, you don't want something like that to take that away. I wonder if he'd be better served as a closer. If you're the DH, though, you'd lose your DH. You know.
If he was there's got to be a way around that, isn't there?
I think if he's the DH, the minute that
he
would go into pitch,
yeah,
you'd lose your DH for the game.
I don't know how you could get around it. I'm sure there's a rule that would.
I wonder how that would work,
or how you would. I don't know how you do that. We used to. It was mostly easy before. It used to seem easy. Now it's like it always feels like there's a loophole to everything you do. I think the thing about Ohtani, too, is, I mean, there are just a handful of guys in Major League Baseball that you're like, and
must see.
Yeah, that are play for another team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to remember when I was traveling with these guys and we weren't, the Indians at the time weren't very good, that you would see how they would market your team when you came into another city. The big one was the Cavaliers, though. When LeBron first started playing, yeah, it was like there were billboards all around town. Like, we would go to Boston, or you'd go to, I'm trying to think of the other, there were a couple cities. I want to say Minneapolis was like this, too. Gigantic LeBron billboards saying Timberwolves play Cavs tonight. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, when your guy is bigger than the hometown team and they're marketing that, what does that say about your team? What's that say about your star player?
Yeah.
Speaking of star players, he was a star player for the Indians for years. Omar Vizquel, he will join us next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.